And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Choices. They can be a blessing or a curse. Choose right and the future looks bright. Choose wrong and it's a long, hard road ahead. Well, today we focus on some of the choices we're going to have to make as citizens of the United States and citizens of the world. It's all coming up when your Voice of the Earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
2 weeks to make up your mind. I don't know about you, but it just seems to me that the rate of change on this planet is accelerating. So much can happen in 2 years that decisions about who should be in charge seem ever more important than ever before. Following a very special version of our news, we move on in segment two to hear from Steve Goldfinger, who is talking about the need for the Earth inhabitants to find a way to slow down on the overuse of the planet's many resources, because we've been exceeding the Earth's capacity to meet human needs now for over 30 years. Steve works with the Global Footprint Network, and along with the World Wildlife Federation, just released a report on how we can live well and live within the means of one planet. And in segment three, we have a talk with an old friend from New Mexico, Tweety Blanchett, whose ranching life is being destroyed in the quest for natural gas in her back 40 and beyond. She's upset, because as a lifelong Republican, she feels there's a fundamental shift away from the real essence of Republicanism, which historically set the standard for protecting private and public lands, and now she feels it's necessary to speak out loud and clear. That's all coming up. But today we bring you a special news report in the form of a poem written by a reporter of a time eternal. The year is in the 8th century. Han Shan is a Tang poet who gives us this report of life in China 1,200 years ago. This is a poem entitled The Path to Han Shan's Place and was translated by Gary Snyder. The path to Han Shan's place is laughable. A path, but no sign of cart or horse. Converging gorges, hard to trace their twists, jumbled cliffs, unbelievably rugged. A thousand grasses bend with dew. A hill of pines hums in the wind. And now, I've lost the shortcut home. Body asking shadow, how do you keep up? In a tangle of cliffs I choose a place. Bird paths, but no trails for men. What's beyond the yard? White clouds clinging to vague rocks. Now I've lived here, how many years? Again and again, spring and winter pass. Go tell families with silverware and cars. What's the use of all that noise and money? In the mountains it's cold. Always been cold, not just this year. Jagged scarps, forever snowed in. Woods in the dark ravines, spitting mist. Grass is still sprouting at the end of June. Leaves begin to fall in early August. And here am I, high on mountains, peering and peering, but I can't even see the sky. Men ask the way to Cold Mountain. Cold Mountain, there's no through trail. In summer, ice doesn't melt. The rising sun blurs in swirling fog. How did I make it? My heart's not the same as yours. If your heart was like mine, you'd get it and be right here. I settled at Cold Mountain long ago. Already it seems like years and years, freely drifting, I prowl the woods and streams, and linger, watching things themselves. Men don't get this far into the mountains, white clouds gather and billow. Thin grass does for a mattress, the blue sky makes a good quilt. Happy with a stone under head, let heaven and earth go about their changes. Clambering up the Cold Mountain path, the cold mountain trail goes on and on. The long gorge choked with scree and boulders, the wide creek, the mist-blurred grass. The moss is slippery, though there's been no rain. The pine sings, but there's no wind. Who can leap the world's ties and sit with me among the white clouds? Rough and dark, the cold mountain trail. Sharp cobbles, the icy creek bank. Yammering, chirping, always birds. Bleak, alone, not even a lone hiker. Whip, whip, the wind slaps my face, whirled and tumbled, snow piles on my back. Morning after morning, I don't see the sun. Year after year, not a sign of spring. In my first 30 years of life, I roamed hundreds and thousands of miles, walked by rivers through deep green grass, entered cities of boiling red dust, tried drugs but couldn't make immortal, read books and wrote poems on history. Today I'm back at Cold Mountain. I'll sleep by the creek and purify my ears. If I hide out at Cold Mountain, living off mountain plants and berries, all my lifetime, why worry? One follows his karma through. Days and months slip by like water. Time is like sparks knocked off flint. Go ahead and let the world change. I'm happy to sit among these cliffs. When men see Han Chan, they all say he's crazy, and not much to look at, dressed in rags and hides. They don't get what I say, and I don't talk their language. All I can say to those I meet, try to make it to Cold Mountain. The Path of Han Shan's Place is from the Encompassing Nature, a source book, an anthology by Robert M. Torrence, published by Counterpoint. Words of wisdom indeed coming from ancient China, perhaps the China of the future. We've turned the corner, and we're heading straight on into the modern age, so I don't think there's any going back. Coming up, we find out where this modern age is taking us with Steve Goldfinger, when your voice of the earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.